violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
But the last time I came to your show, I dropped you right there. And even after that, you never came looking for me to prove that you're the baddest. And you've heard about this, but last night I won the Royal Rumble match. And unlike Seth Rollins, I don't need much time to think. I choose you.
This is Ronda Rousey, and you're listening to The Clinic on Sports 1280 on WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 2nd. Yes, it's Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
And we're going to groove a little bit to start the show off. Welcome to the show. It's today, not only that, it's Candlemas. It's Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day, which is the first Saturday of the month, and of course, Groundhog's Day. And what we hear about Groundhog's Danger?
He did not see his shadow.
That's a good thing. That means we get spring in 6 weeks. I wonder who really sang that. All right, let me speak to my introductions. Hold on. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Sal. What's that?
It was the roadie.
I know. We saw it in Rochester, right?
Yeah.
Pinkley's brought to you by Salvador's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us a week from today for UFC 234 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. 10 p.m. start time. Please get there earlier. Hosted by us. Drink specials, adult beverage specials all night long. That's February 9th at Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 234. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you and your baby tonight. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. I am the Cash Man. I am joined today by DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Can you sing these words?
You know, I vowed to never again sing these words.
Yeah, me too, especially when the last time we had him on. And Danger Boy's joining us.
Good morning.
Danger Boy, can you sing these words?
I don't want to sing those words.
Well, I'm just playing it because we got to get a handful of Jeff Jarrett in the last couple days of wrestling, starting with the Royal Rumble, and then going into. I wonder if he enjoys wearing the light up hat, and without the long hair, it's just kind of an odd look now.
He definitely used slab nuts on Monday though. So
he did, and he smashed a guitar too. So we got the full gambit of everything. But welcome to the show. We've got a lot to talk about today. Not only did we mention Double J, we're going to talk about the winners of the Rumbles. We're going to talk about there's a lot of things going on in the world of pro wrestling. Big news on someone who will not be back with the WWE when their contract expires. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't start off talking about the Royal Rumble and our thoughts on the matches. We'll start with the women's match. Much like the script that we were writing on the air, I think last Saturday, about how it kind of went down. Becky Lynch comes out, takes a spot from someone who can't walk, Lana, who apparently...
She couldn't walk then, but she was good enough to come down to the ring on Tuesday.
Yes, I will say that she, earlier in the day, Rusev had lost his title to Nakamura on the pre-show. And she and how it all, you know, it was one of those where she was trying to help Rusev on the ring apron, and Rusev stepped out of the way, and Nakamura went into her, or he went to Rusev, knocked her off the ring apron. Like, happens 1,000 times in her wrestler's career, but this time she hurt herself, and so she couldn't make it to the ring. She tried to. She had the cast on. She was crying. It was her opportunity. You notice she was wearing like blue and gold, her outfit was different. People were wearing different outfits. I know that Mandy Rose wore a Shawn Michaels outfit.
Zelina Vega came down as Vega from Street Fighter.
Yeah, and there was the White Ranger. Ronda Rousey came dressed as the White Ranger for her match. So everyone was doing these little outfit changes, but I couldn't figure out who Lana was. But she. Of course, Becky Lynch for strong arms fit Finley into letting her come into the Royal Rumble in her place, because you can just do those things on the fly in World of Wrestling.
At least she asked later on. Nia Jax didn't even ask.
You might have to sign contracts to wrestle somebody, but you can just run into the Royal Rumble if you get a yes from.
There's precedent.
Okay, but I'm just
saying. Look at a court case.
There's a court case behind it. It was interesting. I loved it. I mean, I enjoyed the Women's Rumble. It went a little too long for my taste if you guys were up, I feel terrible for kids. I know, you know, that had to sit till midnight to find out.
I feel terrible for myself. I sat much like the pre-show and stuff. That was 7 hours of wrestling.
That's like a full day of work.
Yeah.
Danny?
Oh, no, I agree. That was...
At least I got paid.
It went too long, and here's what killed me. It's like seeing it was already 11 o'clock when the men's rumble started, and then they wasted 10 minutes with Elias and Jeff Jarrett. Like, don't get me wrong, kind of cool to see. Like, it was the only real surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from some NXT guys. But yeah, like, it was so late, and I just was groaning throughout the whole start to that men's rumble. They had gone so late, they should have known better just to cut that.
Yeah, or make it shorter. It didn't have to
something.
It didn't have to turn into a duet or whatever was going on, you know.
But the Women's Rumble did give us the highlight of the night with Hornswoggle chasing Zelina Vega.
Hornswoggle, who Danny and I got to meet when he was in town here a year and a half ago, I think, or maybe 2 years. Nah, it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
it was nice. Yeah, he Zelina Vega was in, of course, Hornswoggle land underneath the ring.
Under the Ring got a lot of play this year in both Rumbles for different reasons.
It did. You know, I mean, of course, everyone's watching what's his name was running to the ring?
Titus
O'Neil to make sure he didn't slide underneath it.
And he still goes under the ring.
It was pretty funny, though. I thought that, you know, it's like, because everyone, because they, of course, had to replay that shot of him doing Superman at the world's greatest Royal Rumble. It's funny, I actually had to do some fact-checking during the Royal Rumble from the announcers, because they said AJ Styles was in his fourth Rumble, and it's like, well, this is only his third, you know, January Royal Rumble. Ah, the world's greatest Rumble is counted in that, too.
Yeah, it's counted as canon now.
Yeah, I was going to say, because AJ's contract is up now, I believe.
After WrestleMania.
It wasn't after the Royal Rumble, because that's when he started.
It's when he started, but it goes through April.
Okay. Because we're still trying to figure out what they're doing with him. It's a fun match between him and Daniel Bryan. And I love Daniel Bryan's character. I love AJ Styles. I love the way they mesh in the ring.
I love what Daniel Bryan did on Tuesday.
Yeah. Slapped a sandwich out of someone's hand?
No, the hemp belt.
Oh, the hemp belt? Yes, the new belt that came out. He debuted a new belt, and then...
And wood from a fallen tree.
Yes.
Yeah. And then AJ Styles comes out and goes, what did you do? Drop the other one in a garbage can? You know, it's like...
No, he asked him if he smoked some of the leftovers from the belt.
Smoked the prototype or something?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I kind of like where they're going with this, you know? And I mean, obviously, Daniel Bryan, you know, he's in for the long run here now, you know? But yeah, that's some crazy stuff. So, I mean... You know, is it a sad statement that if Jeff Jarrett's the surprise of a Royal Rumble, that he's the only one? Is that a sad statement?
But then again, you have to ask yourself, was this poor planning on WWE's part because they never anticipated Cody and the Young Bucks and all those guys not accepting the ridiculous contracts they offered?
Yeah. And everyone was thinking, did anybody agree to any of those? Are we going to find out during the Royal Rumble? Well, I mean, we know that Kenny Omega's contract's officially up as the end of January with New Japan.
So he's allowed to sign now anywhere he wants.
Yeah, and he would never, it would never have worked for the Rumble, but it would have worked if he was available, if he could have, you know. I think he would have got a pop out of the crowd.
Yeah, he's showing up on their ticket, the ticket sales.
I was going to say February 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be showing up at their thing there. I mean, in the last, being the Elite, they found someone's cell phone who had lost it, and I'm pretty sure Kenny Omega lost his cell phone on Being the Elite a while ago.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, he's the huge free agent, and I mean, you know, would he play a... You know, so that goes to our next piece of news, I guess, maybe, if this has anything to do with that, but it's about free agents. This past week it came out, Dean Ambrose has turned down contracts from WWE, a contract extension beyond this year. Dean Ambrose, the husband of Renee, announcer Renee there? Renee Young, whatever, Ambrose, whatever his real name is, Osgood or Good or whatever it is, Jonathan Good's his real name. They did, but the amazing thing is WWE came out and posted this on their webpage.
Which is why a lot of people are now speculating that it's all work.
You think so?
Well, there's speculation, but there's also a lot of people saying that, no, this is real.
Well, I mean, do you remember what he did on Monday? He came out, lost to Seth Rollins, grabbed a chair and sat in the middle of the ring, and then got thrown out by Nia Jax.
Yeah, and in the Rumble, he got quickly eliminated by Aleister Black.
So, I mean, Danny, what do you think about this? I mean, is this an angle? Just are they playing up the people who follow their webpage, or is this a legit thing?
No, I think it's legit, and at least they're being smart about it and saying, well, if we're done with Dean in, you know, 3 months' time, let's at least get as much mileage out of it as we can. Take advantage of the situation.
And this is going to be a little controversial, and it's not necessarily true towards wrestling, hardcore wrestling fans, but Dean Ambrose would be a bigger get for AEW than Kenny Omega at this point because he has mainstream appeal. Not everybody who watches WWE knows who Kenny Omega is.
You're correct. I will say this. Dean Ambrose, if it's true and he's gone... And I think AEW would probably be a logical option. I mean, I think but the reason he's leaving is he said that he's not happy with his direction. He's not happy with the current direction.
He doesn't like hokey-ass, is the way it was put in most places. And he's been doing a lot of hokey-ass.
Oh, does that S mean something?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. So
stuff.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is he's going to be wrestling in Rochester on March 9th in the main event against Seth Rollins.
Yes, he is.
And he's still on the road with them doing road. He was at the house shows or the live events this weekend.
And they've had him wrestling in a face roll.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I love the guy. The guy, the last time I won our fantasy league, I had him when, and that's when Roman Reigns had the Adderall issue. And so I benefited from what he did. And
you can't say the last time you won because you just won.
Okay, I won last week too, but that's because I had a tag team that both had the belts. But I think that I like him as a wrestler. I mean, I know Vince doesn't. He thinks he's vanilla. He's like, you know, he's nothing.
Well, because he doesn't let him do what he did on the indies as Jon Moxley. He was a different character, and he could cut better promos. And they were starting to go that way, and then they just hokeyed it up, and they did what WWE writers do.
Well, we proceeded to go through when we heard this and talk about all the bad things that he was forced to do in the WWE, including that match against Brock Lesnar, where he had the where they had the utensils all around the ring, and then Brock said he wasn't going to do any of that.
Yeah,
and then they didn't do any of it in the match. Pretty much, maybe he went out and grabbed. He's the one who took it all, got all the shots by everything. Pretty much,
that was a terrible match.
It was. It was a WrestleMania match.
Yes,
too.
It was.
You know, so it's like, you know, and so he, you know, I mean he. He was put in some bad positions, you know? And I mean, when you don't have Vince on your side, apparently, you know, you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get Seth Rollins. And, you know, and by the way, we were correct on Seth Rollins winning the Royal Rumble. I think we all said it, too.
I was doubly correct because I drew his number in both of our...
Oh, here we go. Now, for the record, can we cut the crap with me?
It was number 10, though.
I don't care. You won both. You got the same number in both.
It's just funny when Danny pulled 30.
I was going to say, of the four lotteries we did, it did not help my case at all that the first one, my first pull was 30.
No, it didn't. You are correct.
Yeah, but it was Carmella, so we knew better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to break on that. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. Gonna let Danger Boy blow his nose a few times before we come back because he's in sad shape. He may have won all the money, but he's a sick boy. He's this past week. But we're going to go to break, come back. Got some more news, but maybe we'll get your opinion. What do you think about Dean Ambrose? I mean, have you heard the news, and what do you think? We're going to talk a little bit about WWE doing reviving the halftime heat and more. On the flip side, you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I lasted longer with Brock Lesnar than you lasted in the Royal Rumble. What was it, 12 seconds?
Hey, Lesnar! Is that all you got? Is that all you got?
Hi, this is Angelo Musk, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little Angelo Mosca for you old school fans. King Kong Mosca. I remember this guy beating Pat Patterson over the head with a metal water jug during an interview session in Allentown when Pat Patterson used to be the interview guy or the commentator. Started a huge feud between the two, and I thought it was great, and it really got Mosca over as a super heel. Fortunately, he never really went too far with it in the WWF. But welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy and DC Dan Cole. Double B, Brian Burke. He may be someplace else.
Hot tub of love.
He's in a hot tub of love. And he's got...
He's working overtime to make up for last weekend.
Yes. I'm speaking overtime. Oh, hey, welcome back to the show. You hit that word and it just strikes a note with me.
Did that strike a nerve, Cash?
Just a little bit. I'm only up to about 74 hours now here this past week. So if you guys catch me at all, I was on Brother Wee's. I was producing the last couple days and working there all week. And Kimberly and Beck and Carl Falk and doing, of course, Bob Matthews. You know what? I also did Tullio Moran one day when their producer Dale was sick. I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday, and someone had to do it. Happened to be here, and Shannon Joy on Monday through Friday nights at 9.
He doesn't even know his days anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea. Today's Saturday. It's like a delusional I may be, but we're here to talk the world of pro wrestling, not about my trial and tribulations in life. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. The number is 222-1280 star 12. You can text us at that number. And you just may. You know, I've got the text up. I'm ready to read some funny ones. I know you're out there, champ. I'm waiting for it. Send us some funny stuff. Putting the pressure on you. But we got to come back and talk a little bit about, you know, we started off talking about Dean Ambrose leaving, what our thoughts on the Royal Rumble. We never really got to the point where it's like, it went too long. When the men's Royal starts after 11, how can any kid watch that? Ugh. And that's all, you know, and most of the time, that was the only match was the men's Royal Rumble for years, you know? If you've got two Royal Rumbles, please do not fill the card full of matches. Just start with one of the shows with one of them so that you, because you know it's going to be over an hour. That's just my advice. You know, I mean, you really got to. I know they were over in Arizona, so the time was different over there. They started.
It was still 7 hours total.
I know it was a long, long day, and and eventually, you know, we were going to get to the point where someone was pointing at the WrestleMania sign or multiple people. So, yes, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah! But please, I was thinking, it's like, you know, I was working Wheeze on Monday, and I was going to have to be... My alarm was set for 3:30 as I'm looking at midnight go by. It's like... And I still had to go home. I was thinking about danger. I was thinking about sleeping on your couch or something, you know?
It's not a comfortable couch up there.
It isn't. So there, that you know, we want your thoughts on the Royal Rumble. I mean, it still was a fun... It was a fun pay-per-view. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. If I didn't enjoy it, I would have been grumpy.
I greatly enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, when you win a lot of money, yeah, that's a big influence. But overall, it was a fun. There were fun matches. You know, there was nothing that was too terrible. There's a cough switch on that mic. You can just push it down. You can cough right on the mic if you want. And we won't hear it. But when you turn your head and do that, I heard it all over the place. I know.
You can tell he's worked here way too much this week.
All right. So let's talk about halftime heat tomorrow in the Super Bowl. WWE's got planned out when we go to the halftime of the Super Bowl game between the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams. You can turn on the WWE Network, and what do we get?
We get Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, and Adam Cole versus Ricochet, Aleister Black, and Velveteen Dream.
And that was kind of set up by at the end of NXT last Saturday. And by the way, NXT last Saturday, from what I saw of it, was a fantastic show.
It was phenomenal.
It was, you know, it was well-paced. And people, the fans know what's going on in NXT. They fill that place, sold the place out, and they knew, you know, they know, you know. So there is, I can't believe that all the NXT crowd rolls over to WWE, because NXT is almost like a different product at times.
I think it does for those major pay-per-views where they do, like, the takeover. I think you'll get a lot of those fans going to the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania or Survivor Series and whatnot. But yeah. I also think that there's a lot of people who just watch NXT and then watch the other products like New Japan and stuff like that and just keep up with WWE and don't necessarily watch it religiously like they used to.
True, true.
Now, that being said, everyone who watches WWE doesn't watch NXT either. So it's more your hardcore fan base, and they play to that, and they have from the start, and that's they're going. I think this is a test to see what they can get out of a halftime heat with NXT stars. And they promote it all week.
I know. I'm going to turn over to it. Are you kidding me? It's either Maroon 5 or Watch Wrestling.
Maroon 5 and the SpongeBob Band.
A SpongeBob Band?
Yes, they're doing Sweet Victory.
And I heard that Big Boy from Outkast is going to be there.
Yes.
And they were actually using the Hey Ya bed as a promo for it when they were on Entertainment Tonight this week. So do you think we're going to get a little Outkast during it?
It would make sense. They're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
That was one of the big things. When they picked Maroon 5, they turned down a whole lot, or they shunned a whole lot of Atlanta-based music they could have done.
Yeah. Well, it's Travis Scott's from Atlanta, too, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
I barely know who he is. I don't keep up with current music.
Yeah, so, but, well, I mean, you know, think about it. You listen to Metallica, they're oldie band now, right?
Well, put it this way. Maroon 5 was once on an episode of 90210. Before they were called Maroon 5.
But everyone knows Adam Levine is the guy from The Voice, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure Austin Giorgio knows
him. I know
him
from the Proactive commercials.
The Proactive commercials. Yeah, who was it? Tori Spelling was in one of those, too.
At 45, I still get acne.
Okay. Proactive. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We want your thoughts on the Royal Rumble. Last week we were getting picks. I don't know how many, not a lot of correct picks we got last week from people calling in. Except for Andrew was 5 for 5. Okay, I gotta admit that. Andrew,
why?
I'm sorry, but he was 5 for. He was correct. But you know what?
But he picked all the easy choices.
Yeah, I know. But it wasn't. You know, I mean, he did say Becky was going to come in.
No risk, no reward, Kat.
Well, when you start off with the women's match, it's like, oh, he's going to be right about that. Well, at least because she's going to lose and then she's going to come back and win.
Yeah.
So, but you know,
we all pretty much called that depending on where that match fell on the card. Exactly. Was going to determine who won that.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. You know, and it's like, I wanted Charlotte Flair, to be honest with you, but Charlotte Flair wanted to come out and have kind of a new look. You know, it was kind of different. I'm not going to.
It's not good.
No, I don't think it's
good. We can say that it's not good.
Yeah. I like, you know, so get your opinion on that too. Cause there was, you know, and
her and Dana Brooke could be a tag team.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. It's like there will be some cosmetic companies that will never go out of business as long as she's wrestling. You know, but but the halftime heat looks like we're getting the best of NXT. So I mean, Aleister Black, that match against Thomas. Ciampa there on the NXT was a match that was just unbelievable last Saturday night. And then, you know, just the damage Aleister Black took during that match, especially the finishers.
And the selling and everything he did.
And, you know, that kind of match, where, you know, after watching that match, it reminded me of what I see in New Japan. New Japan, these guys, you know, I mean, you know, you're getting their finishers 12 minutes in the match of a match that goes 40 minutes, you know. And then by the end, they'll hit more than a few times. And, you know, it's just a different paced match. It's very fast paced. And I loved it. I mean, but both guys look like they came out pretty, you know, injury free. I mean, I know Black was limping around after that because he had the damaged knee from before that they were working on. So,
but he looked okay on Sunday when he showed up at the Rumble.
Yes, he did. So, and it was exciting to see him in the Rumble. You think that was a reward for a good job?
I think he's one of the guys who's on the cusp of actually having a storyline when he comes up from NXT.
I was gonna say, can I ask one thing too? And you know, I didn't even think about this watching the Rumble, maybe because I was so tired. But in the Women's Rumble, we saw both of the NXT call-ups, Nikki Cross and Lacey Evans. But then in the Men's Rumble, we didn't get any of the NXT call-ups. We got other NXT guys.
Yes. Yeah, it was kind of odd.
Yeah, I wonder what they were thinking. Well, I think it was kind of like a reward for some of the guys doing a great job.
I want the guy to call back that's like, they didn't call up the right people. It's like, yeah, look at how those call-ups are working out for EC3 and right now.
He hasn't even talked yet. That's his strong suit.
He's just backstage working out.
Looking himself in the mirror.
Or maybe they're doing like the slow burn like they did with Dolph Ziggler.
Hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler.
Just walking around introducing himself for 6 months.
I guess, Interesting.
And then taking a month off with a drug suspension.
Although I'm not optimistic because, sanity.
Apparently also wants out of their contract.
I can't blame them.
Eric Young doesn't.
They got called up a year ago.
I know. Eric Young doesn't need a tag team. He can do it all by himself.
Also, speaking of people getting out of their contract, how about Hideo Tommy being allowed to go back to Japan?
Yeah, Hideo Tommy asked for his release and got released.
Under the condition he not signed with a U.S. promotion.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't been happy the entire time he's been there because, he was getting the blame for injuring people.
He was also injury prone himself.
It's true. He got
he never really got to show everything he could do.
He smashed Ciampa's eye socket. Is that what it was? He did it go to sleep and
it was Austin Aries.
Austin Aries. That's right. I'm sorry.
Well, that kind of worked out.
Then we got announcer Austin Aries though, and that was awesome.
True. I liked announcer Austin Aries. He Austin Aries didn't like announcer Austin Aries. He'd much rather do wrestling than be an announcer.
Well, when you have a shattered eye socket, you really can't.
Yeah, there's not much you can do. But yeah, Tommy hurt a couple people and got hurt himself. And, he was hurt from the, remember, he had the knee injury that took a year and a half?
No, the shoulder was a year and a half.
Was it a year and a half? Because they went and fixed it and then they had to go back in and fix it again. So
it was a shoulder that he's got the nasty scars on.
Yeah, so, he's going back to Japan, and it's like shame because in New Japan, this guy was something, man. He's something.
Well, Noah, he was something.
Yeah, he's just, he's a star to be, very soon. And he's huge. So, man, that's just kind of bummer, that he's leaving. But, they weren't focused. Remember, they used to use a lot of some of these guys on the regular TV, and they've never used, it's been pretty much all, either on TV or you're not now. They're not going to leak the 205 guys over to any of the shows anymore.
Well, they are on the the show that's on today, starting at noon, the Worlds Collide Tournament.
Yes, and honestly, that's what I thought we were going to get the six-man match from, but you say that's not going to be it.
That, from what I gather, they have not taped it yet.
Oh, really? So you think they might actually go legit live?
I have no idea.
It's going to be in the training facility, then, I'm guessing.
Supposedly. That's what I heard earlier in the week. I haven't heard much about it later.
Oh, man. Cool. I think it's cool. It makes me even want to watch it even more, then, if they're going to go live. Because we haven't seen any teasers from it, so obviously it hasn't happened yet.
I want to see an empty arena again.
Mick Foley and The Rock?
Yeah.
When they pins him after he puts a forklift down on him.
I was going to say, we get a forklift cam. We can make it happen.
All right, 222-1280 Star Chosen number. We're going to go to break on that. We got some more stuff to talk about. And we really didn't talk much about it, but there's a rash of people putting their notice in, or rumored to be. So we'll talk about that. And we saw one of them in the Women's Royal Rumble. Just think about who that might be. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Tough guy.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little Johnny Wrestling coming back. He's one of my favorite wrestlers, man. Gargano is just unbelievable.
Johnny Takeover.
Johnny and his wife. His wife got to be in the Royal Rumble, man. That was pretty cool.
And she wore... I forgot whose kick pad it was. It was the person who was supposed to win the Mae Young Classic, but she got hurt, and she wore her kick pad so she would be in the Rumble because she's out with a knee injury.
Oh, that's cool. She, Yeah, so Johnny Gargano there, you know, which just amazing wrestler. That was his music coming back. I like the So one thing we didn't mention: Ember Moon apparently suffered an elbow injury at the Royal Rumble. I don't remember it, you know, because it was so confusing at times that was going on in there.
Yeah, but she had surgery already.
Do you think Nia Jax had anything to do with it?
No, she only hurt R-Truth.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Nia Jax taking R-Truth out in the Men's Royal Rumble. On his way down, and I guess being a little too physical with him, legitimately. Now, R-Truth is now the U.S. champion, right? It's not the Intercontinental title.
No, it's a U.S. title.
It's a U.S. title. He won it from Nakamura on Tuesday. Yeah, and after Nakamura had won it on the pre-show from Rusev Day.
Who's now bad again.
Apparently so.
And teaming up with Nakamura.
Is he the new Big Show?
I guess.
I like how they teamed him up in the backstage, how they like, you know, we're good to fight him a team, you know, or whatever. It's like, just this one time, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. So now R-Truth is, he's the title holder, but if you watched it closely, apparently Nia Jax was a little too physical with him. She threw him into the border. Well,
She's
not safe.
And they, like, the border legitimately broke. Not like when they did it earlier in the night and they just shut it off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it was working again the next match. No, this one, it legitimately broke.
And so it was Jerry the King Lawler said, because Jerry was calling the match, went on his own podcast, Dinner with the King, and said that R-Truth was legitimately angry about it and had to be held back from her at one point.
Yeah.
Because you know, he's a 48-year-old guy who looks like he's about 22 with that body. But, you know, when you're 48, you can't take these stupid injuries, you know. It's going to ruin the rest of your career.
Especially from sloppy people who hurt everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Punched Becky Lynch in the face and, you know.
She's up over, I saw someone do a list. She's up over, like, 12 injuries or something like that. They did a ratio because everyone's like, oh, Seth Rollins also hurts everybody. And Seth Rollins hurt somebody once, like, every 356 matches or something like that.
Yeah, it was a long time ago the last time he hurt somebody. And that's when Bret Hart made comments about it.
Nia Jax's ratio was, like, once every 36 matches someone gets seriously hurt by her.
It's not good. And she's hurt everybody. I mean, she's hurt every woman she's pretty much been in there with. You know, I mean, I think she hurt Charlotte Flair at one point.
Yep.
And so Nia Jax hurt R-Truth and then came in. What did you think about her Royal Rumble appearance?
I don't mind them doing something like that. I thought that was great that everyone gave her their finisher and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I don't like the flack they got for it. I knew they were going to, because they got a lot of flack from people like, why are you having men beating up women?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, NFL.
The woman's bigger than all the men, and it's wrestling.
Yes.
It's sports entertainment.
Yes, we have a problem with fake male-on-female violence, but actual male-female violence, totally okay.
Unless the video comes out. Unless the video comes out. Then you get caught.
You know, the amazing
thing. Unless there were witnesses.
And the amazing thing is, we had this discussion during the Royal Rumble. It's like I was saying, you can't have mixed matches in New York. I think it's against the New York State Athletic Commission for men and women to be wrestling each other. And it's funny is when this is sports entertainment, not sports, no one is really getting hurt.
Unless they're wrestling Nia Jax.
We had Bobby Shields versus Beth Phoenix. Remember that?
Yep.
And that caused a lot of problems, apparently.
Well, you'll remember recently in New York, a former guest of the Pain Clinic, Mark House. That show down towards New York City, that's where right. They stopped the show because of the match.
Yeah, because he was wrestling.
Stopped the show.
And the woman who was coming out and beating everybody up, and they wouldn't let him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But I guess from some of the backstage stuff, they were floating. They're kind of floating to see if this is something that people would be interested in seeing in the intergender matches. Because it is something outside of New York that happens on independent shows all the time. Because there isn't that many women wrestlers, and why not? It's sports entertainment. It's not, you're not holding it's not the mid-80s when everybody thinks it's real. You're not saying that legit a 120-pound woman can beat the crap out of a 250-pound man. It's sports entertainment. She'll get her spots in and whatnot, and it's how it works now.
222-1280, *1280 is the number. We've got Tiger Smith with us to give us some validity behind what we're talking about. Tiger, tell us the truth.
Okay, total thing. I thought it was true. Everybody thought you thought it was true, Cashman.
Apparently so.
Everybody said women and men cannot be in the same ring in New York State. In fact, it got to the point where Mark House was being advertised to wrestle a woman in New York, and the person that was representing the New York State Athletic Commission threatened to shut down the match. When the actual rules were pulled up, he had no grounds to step on. It was just, we would prefer you not to do that. And they ended up having the match anyway. It was insane.
So
yes, women can fight men.
Now, it used to be. I know that it used to be in the bylaws years ago, back. But that's also back when they made you guys to have to be licensed, too, as well, individually, you know?
Yeah, that ended in what, 2000 with the licenses, I think?
Yes.
If I remember correctly?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for setting us straight, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I'm going to have a huge announcement coming up in the next couple months. I'm having a press conference here in Rochester, and I want to invite the Pain Clinic.
Well, you know, you send us the info, bro, and we'll get Danger Boy down there.
Excellent.
Appreciate it, man. Take it easy. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. You have a good one.
222-1280, star 12 is your number. Well, there we go. You can wrestle women in Rochester, or in New York. But I remember when Bobby Shields wrestled Beth Phoenix, there was like, wow, are they going to let that happen? And they did. So I saw it. It's the last time Beth Phoenix wrestled, I think, here before she went to WWE. So.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, Beth Phoenix wrestled in Rochester.
Yeah, she did. In fact, we had her on
independent shows.
We had her on the show as she got signed to go to Ohio Valley.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember because we talked to her. And it's like, and of course, she forgot that, I think, since then. But I think she was married to one of the trainers back then, too. So it was complicated world. Now she's married to Edge.
Yes. Now she's married to Edge and lives in the mountains of North Carolina.
Danger Boy, do you think Edge is in heaven? The greatest line I ever heard.
That was the greatest thing I've ever been asked by anybody.
Little kid asked Danger Boy that because who had killed him on TV?
Undertaker.
Undertaker killed him the week before.
Yeah, he chokeslammed him to hell.
Yeah, and this little boy in front of us asked if he was in heaven.
That was when R-Truth came back, and the guy's like, Rodney the Truth. It's Rodney the Truth.
On that note, we're going to go to break. You listen to Pain Clinic. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. And we'll believe you, I promise. Or you can text us if you're shy. 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy are here for you. Is this Nikki Cross's music, or is this Sanity?
This is the official Sanity.
Yeah, the official Sanity. Well, I want to let you know that we're going to be out next Saturday, a week from today. Salvatore's in the garage door. Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville for UFC 234. Coming out with us will be a blast, I promise. Starts at 10 p.m., so get there early, get a good seat up close. Hosted by us, drink specials all night long. That's 1 week from today, February 9th, at Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 234. And you heard Kurt Angle lead us back in. There's some news from Kurt Angle. I mean, I don't know if this storyline or if there's any legitimacy behind this, but he is, with him no longer in the GM role and his body unable to handle the full-time schedule of an in-ring performer, speculation has been running wild that Kurt Angle's days with the WWE may be numbered. Kurt Angle will be at Raw this Monday to address his future. What do you think is going to happen with Kurt Angle? I mean, I feel bad for him because he, you know, obviously was the greatest wrestler for such a long time in this business. And now it's like, you know, I mean, obviously injuries and, you know, everything, but he's also kind of, he's getting, you know, I don't want to say he's getting older, but he's getting older. So, you know,
he's getting older and they're not really doing anything with him to make him look any better either. It's not like they're going out of their way to let him showcase anything. He's getting beat up quite frequently by all these.
Yeah. I mean, he lost to Baron Corbin after they had that little,
yeah.
So we got a message from somebody. I think everybody trying not to be eliminated doing the Kofi thing got played out in the Royal Rumble. Also, what's your best version of WWE WWF Championship belt? The new one Daniel has is ugly. Of course it's ugly. It's meant to be.
I'm sorry. The new one that Daniel has is the most brilliant customized title the WWE has had since the $1 million championship.
You don't like the spinner?
No. For John Cena, yes.
Yes.
But for everybody having it for 10 damn years, no.
It's funny. It's also, any thoughts on Nia Jax in both Rumbles? And didn't somebody last week call in and say R-Truth should win the title? Yeah, we actually, Troy called in and said, he said he was going to win the Rumble, but I don't know if he said he was going to win, should win a title. But you know what? There you go, Troy. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You know, pound your chest, say, because you were right. You know, if that's what you said.
You know. I think he did say he would win the Rumble because he had the 30 spot.
Yeah, and you know it's hard. You know, I mean, 30 spot always seems to have an advantage, but has it really? I mean, he's only won the Rumble like once. I think
it's won as many times as number one.
Yeah. So,
but as far as Nia in both Rumbles, I love how they're blowing it out of proportion. Like, oh, she made history. She's the first woman to be in both Rumbles. It's like this was only the second women's Rumble.
Yeah.
Like, let's pump the brakes. If you'd been doing a women's rumble, as long as you'd been doing a men's rumble, then yeah.
And Beth Phoenix even was talking during the women's rumble that she'd been in the men's rumble. So it's like, it's not like...
So had other women.
Yeah, yeah. China, a bunch of...
But they hadn't eliminated anybody. Or they hadn't eliminated anybody in both rumbles. That's what they were touting.
Okay, so there. We got 2 years into the women's rumble and something new happened. Wow. You know, I mean, last year it was the first woman ever to win it, so...
Yeah. Yeah, they...
Asuka there, you know?
Pump the brakes a little, WWE. I will say that the Kofi thing is completely played out.
Yeah.
But watching Catanzaro
do
the way the American Ninja stuff when she was wrapping her legs around the corner and riding up, that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That was different.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah. She's something, man. I mean, man... So if she wasn't so small, I think that she would be, you know, very marketable on the main roster.
But she's still very marketable. She's the first woman to pass the American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, well, she's very tiny though. She's like, but I mean, yeah. So we got to, not only did we get to see handstands, people walking on handstands across the floor because their feet didn't touch. We got also to see someone run around the top of the cushioned border there and then take a leap onto
and almost bite it.
Yeah, and take a leap onto the steps, which. There was someone else did something too. Someone else went out and had 1 foot down and did something.
Kofi did it twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a bit much.
That's how you can always tell that these people aren't going to win, because if they screw it up, the whole plans are done.
It's funny. Can you imagine like the cam? You know, if you're being a cameraman, it's like you have like, okay, at 13 minutes, you got to be right here because this is when it's going to happen. You know, they've got like a, you know, they probably got a, like a little outline or something of what's going to happen and where to be. You know, because obviously,
well, they got the director in their ears. They got Kevin Dunn in their ears yelling at him to move around and stuff.
Okay,
like
we're going with the girl in the handstands now. Get over there.
Yeah, don't miss it.
Yeah, don't. Words, that'd be the worst. They missed some stuff too. Some of the camera work was kind of shoddy during the night too. There was something that happened off the top rope on somebody we didn't see at all during the Rumble.
Was it the Rumble or NXT where the camera guy bit it?
Oh, it was the very first pre-show match.
Oh,
the
that's
Rumble.
Right. Yeah, he tripped
camera
over
guy the... walking backwards and did not account for the corner halfway down the walkway.
Yeah,
bit it. Can I do a little plug cash for some of the secondary media that WWE did this week?
Sure.
It's a great piece online if you go and find it, where they videotaped and interviewed all the female NXT talent that got called up to be in the Rumble. So like you got to see their reactions to them being told they're in it.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a really cool piece they did.
That's awesome. You know, I had someone texting me saying they hate Nikki Cross.
I love Nikki Cross.
Someone said, I just can't stand Nikki Cross. She just rubs them the wrong way. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, Nikki Cross, you know, it's because they said she's got that pug face and she's always like, I'm getting ready to go. You know, it's like.
That's her character.
I know. That is her character. And, you know, I mean, and
she's something new, though. She's not the cookie, you know, the cookie cutout, typical, you know, blonde, whatever. I don't know.
Bimbo. Go ahead and say it. It's okay.
Different.
Yeah.
I'll say Liv Morgan rubs me the wrong way and I don't particularly find her.
You don't find her attractive? Oh, no. I was going to say with her pink hair, I think she's got. Now, she got a nice win this past week, by the way. She got a pinning win on an ex-champion. So it's like she, I don't know. There's a lot of people that, you know, but I, you know, the, But I think the Nikki Cross kind of, she's, you're right, she's different, you know? She's, I'm being nice.
No, sorry, we were talking about other stuff, and here's my beef with WWE programming this week, the gap in logic. So Monday night we have women tag teams having to qualify for the chamber, and then apparently on SmackDown you can just say, we're in the match.
Oh. Well, how about the competition in the matches? You've got the first qualifying match is Nia and Tamina versus Alexa Bliss and Mickie James, a long history.
Mickie James
legacy.
Gets killed in that match at the end.
But then the second match, you have a thrown-together team of Dana Brooke and Natalya versus the Riot Squad.
Yes, and that's the one I'm talking about, where that's where she got the win. Yeah. Yeah.
How's those brackets make any sense?
It's not like they have active tag team women out there. You're not seeing a lot of tag matches with women. I mean, they have groups, but I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I think they're kind of throwing it together very quickly to make this happen. And then what's going to happen? 6 months later, they'll write the belt off like they did before, last time they had a women's tag match, tag team champion. So that was, I don't know.
I'm entering the women's elimination chamber.
Are you going to win?
I'm going to win the tag titles.
So you're a SmackDown superstar. Then. Yes. You can just announce that.
Danger girl.
Speaking of announcements, too, something that came out this week, Triple H was being interviewed by Sports Illustrated about the halftime heat and brought up a guy named Rob Gronkowski. Now, Rob Gronkowski's got work to do tomorrow. He's going to be playing in this super game, Super Bowl, for the New England Patriots.
Superb Owl. Yeah.
The only time you can't say it is when you're like promoting an event in which you'll be there watching it or showing it. So we can talk about the Super Bowl. And because we're not.
Do we want to, though?
Nah, I don't care much about the
game. So we're going to the big game party.
The big game party to watch Rob Gronkowski catch passes for the New England Patriots. But Rob, supposedly, there's a lot of rumors going around. He's done. He's done. And, you know,
he's physically beat up.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
This year,
he
hasn't been the pass-catching threat he has been in previous years. He's been a lot of blocking and stuff like that. And you haven't heard his name nearly as much. And he's openly talked about he doesn't know if this is his last game or not.
I'm guessing it is, because WWE is interested in signing him. And with his friend Mojo showing up on TV all of a sudden again, cutting a promo, who knows? Maybe Rob has interfered in his matches before. So, you know, a couple of them, I think. Didn't he win?
WrestleMania.
Yeah, he won the Andre the Giant award because of Rob Gronkowski. That's right. You don't see him walking around with that giant statue anymore.
Anybody walking around with the giant statue.
No. Because Corbin would have to be carrying one around, too. But
Corbin, Harry one. Matt Hardy would have one.
Yeah, yeah.
Why hasn't Braun Strowman defended his greatest Royal Rumble title?
Yeah, that's a good question. He got beat up this past week, too, pretty bad. Rob Gronkowski, so WWE will probably offer him an open contract when he retires, because that's what Gronk wants to do.
Well, no, supposedly he wants to act, but
that
WWE
is acting, isn't it?
WWE is a backup plan.
Okay. Well, WWE's acting, too. You go to WWE, you could be in the Marine 7, you know, or 8.
How about Paul Heyman this week saying that when Brock Lesnar's contract is up, he'd be negotiating with AEW?
Yeah. Whoa.
Straight up saying it.
Yeah, well, and I mean, Brock is done after WrestleMania once
again. He said he would talk with AEW, UFC, and WWE.
Really? Well, I mean, you know, AEW is kind of like right up Paul Heyman's alley, isn't it? Don't you think? That's kind of the thing that, I mean, when he was back running a wrestling company called ECW, it was very grassroots, much like this is going to be, you know? And I don't think it's nearly as grassroots as we think when you got a million gazillionaire behind it, you know?
Correct.
So, but right now it's so small, it is very grassroots. And, you know, I mean, listen, the Young Bucks are going around the country, showing up at indie shows, giving people contracts. It's happened a couple times in the past few weeks.
Well, the latest one isn't like indie guys they gave contracts to. It was the Lucha Bros, who WWE wanted, Impact wanted to keep, New Japan want.
Before Andrade said, "Yeah, you might not want to come here."
Yeah, so although now everyone's heard that, you know, from him, so it's like I'm sure WWE's like, "Are you telling people not to come here?"
No.
No, speak English. Yeah, you could do like, yeah, what Nakamura did there. I have no idea what you're talking about. So, you know, interesting news, a former guest of ours, Jack Hager, you might know him as Jack Swagger, he fought MMA, his very first MMA match last Saturday at Bellator 214. It doesn't matter what number it was. I think it was 214 last Saturday. He had his very first match against a guy who looked like he was a bouncer. Who actually had MMA wins. He had like one, I believe.
He looked like a tomato can.
Yeah, he was a tomato can. But Jack Swagger choked him.
He was in my kind of shape.
Jack Swagger choked him out in the first round, got his very first win in MMA, and got interviewed after that, and put his hand on his heart. And, you know, We the People. And We the People came out, and that was part of his whole gimmick starting up the match and everything. So he's keeping that We the People thing going on. And it's like,
he had R-Truth sing him to the ring.
R-Truth wrapped him out to the ring. It was in Los Angeles, so it wasn't far from where the Royal Rumble was taking place. They must be friends. But, yeah, it was great. And I was posting about it on the Pain Clinic's Facebook page, because if anybody was up home watching, they could have watched that. And it wasn't bad. I mean, listen, he's big. He's a big guy. He definitely is a heavyweight. But, I thought he looked great. He got the guy down and then got him in much the same choke that Brock Lesnar beat Frank Mir with.
He has trained for like a year now, and he is a, you know, former NCAA champion wrestler.
Oh, he is, definitely. And it wasn't Frank Mir. I mean, I can't remember the guy's name. He choked him where he had his arm around his neck and his shoulder at the same time. But he did. He took him down. The guy tapped very quickly. And, power to Mr. Jack Hager. He's 1-0 now. He's going to catch up with Bobby Lashley real soon, because Bobby Lashley's like, I think he's 8-0 in Bellator, which is pretty cool. But congrats. And, you know, we talked to him just a few months ago when he was in town. You know, he was here. Remember, he was here with the MMA, the amateur MMA at the Main Street Armory.
Yes.
Some other news, nothing that big. Jim Ross is going to be having a one-man show at Gotham City Comedy Club in New York City, April 6th, the weekend of WrestleMania. So Jim's back out on the road doing that. And we'll have a lot, I'm sure, way more news for you next week, as well as all sorts of fun wrestling tidbits. Did I miss anything this week that was a big deal? I'm trying to think. We talked Double J. We talked
Dean Ambrose.
With Ronda. Now we got Ronda and
Talk about Ronda's awesome promo skills on Monday.
we'll save that for another time. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Fox Sports 1280. Thank you, Danger. Thank you, Danny. And we'll see you next week, folks.